Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. Thanks for being with us. And we have a very special show tonight. There's three of us on the show. I'm here with Corby Mitlide, who is my neighbor in the 8 o'clock slot here on Empower Radio, and Allie Cheslick. And they're both mediums, so I've been wondering whether to call this two mediums and a large, two mediums and a rare, and how many other puns can we come up with. But the best one so far has been either three psychics in trialogue, or what was the other one? The three Mouthketeers?
Mouthketeers, yes.
Yes, because we are all from the greater New York area, and we have a great time just putting some attitude on it.
And apparently a lisp.
Yes.
And a lisp? You got a lisp?
Lisp.
A lisp Mouthketeers.
So we've been doing readings through Corby's show. The three of us together on Corby's show, and we're just going to keep doing that tonight. So we're going to have a slightly different format. We're not going to have the metaphysical musing because I think we all have a caller on deck right now. Captain Bob, is that true? Is Nino still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Nino. This is David. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good, David.
How are things in Philly?
Not bad. Are you there with Allie?
We're
Allie, what are you doing? We're finally now live.
What am I doing?
Yes.
Let me see. I'm
sitting
here.
What have you been up to lately?
Looking at my salt rock, talking with my two colleagues and having a good time on the air and doing some readings and just living my life and getting into trouble like usual.
Oh, that's great.
How you doing with your coffee?
Oh, my coffee's got Sambuca in it.
Gotta love that Italian in you.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that new movie yet, The Artist?
Actually, no, I haven't. Mm-mm. I haven't watched a movie in like forever.
It's very good. And it was highly recommended to me by a friend of yours also. You remember Marty, don't you?
Uh-huh.
By him. And it's going to take
really?
All the awards.
Marty has that intelligence to watch that kind of movie? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Marty, well, you know Marty, don't you?
Of course I do. Marty, well, Marty and Tina and, the whole group, I know.
No, that's not Marty. I'm talking about Marty Keegan.
Oh, no. That name's not ringing a bell, then.
It used to be with Hollywood Babylon.
Still not ringing a bell. I'm brain farting on that. I thought you were talking about Marty Rollins.
Nah. I know Marty. He's a good friend of mine, as yours.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to check it out. I haven't seen it. Have you guys seen The Artist? David, Corby?
No,
I haven't
not
seen it.
What's it about?
Time.
It's a silent movie. It's in black and white. And it's the first movie ever to be nominated.
Yes. I've heard a lot about that movie.
For
Academy
Award.
I'm going to have to catch it.
Yeah.
So did you have a question for my friends and colleagues?
Where are you guys located? Where are you broadcasting from?
Well, I'm in the western part of Massachusetts.
That's nice.
I'm in upstate. Yep, I'm in upstate New York, though I was born and raised a Cherry Hill girl right near you.
Right.
And, of course, I'm in New York upstate also. I'm like an hour from Corby.
So what have you been talking about all night? Give me some idea.
Well, we want to know what your questions are about you.
About me?
You know? Yeah, well, we're doing readings.
Well, I'm going to be... Oh, readings. Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm talking with Allie. All right. I need to know what's coming up in my future.
When's your birthday again, Nina?
11/7/58.
Hang on. God, what is that? Are you a Libra or a Scorpio?
No, Scorpio.
Scorpio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. Well, okay, this is interesting. So for me, this is a year of change for you, Nina. So, you know, whatever you've been used to doing, I kind of feel like that's going to change this year. Are you still doing the hot rod thing?
No, I'm still in the retirement home where I've been for the past 3 years.
Okay.
You know, you knew I had a stroke, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were drinking a little too much Sambuca.
No. I do have Sambuca, though, in my coffee.
I know, and you have coffee quite frequently.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think I stay up all the time?
Well, it's not Viagra, unless you're sticking that in the coffee with the Sambuca.
No.
Okay, was that on your left side, Nina?
Yeah, it was due to the... No, my right side.
The right side?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can't... It's all right. I'm wheeling around in one of these motorized wheelchairs now.
Oh, okay. So what happened to that, your prized car?
Oh, I still have that over in New Jersey. My 31 Chevrolet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I still got that.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear about the stroke. Nobody told me, so...
That's all right. I get around pretty well. I was supposed to be going to Florida this weekend to Tampa, but that kind of fell through, and I'm just hanging out.
Well, that's good. Are they taking good care of you there?
Oh, yeah. This is a very good place. It's in Devon, Pennsylvania. It's Devon Manor, and you can't beat it. And they also got a good rehab program.
Wonderful. That's good. I'm glad for you.
Thank you. I've missed hearing your voice.
Aw. Well, you know, my show's on Mondays and Wednesdays. You can always listen that way, too.
I know, but you know I was never any good at the computer and...
you just connect to L.A. and she'll always tell you how to get a hold of me.
Right. That's what I did. Was she on yet? Because I didn't get to hear her.
She was on last hour on Corby's show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's listening now.
Probably. Oh, my goodness. So, what else?
What else?
What can I say to you right now? I'm just glad that you're feeling okay and that you're doing well in the home there.
No, I feel well. I'm not used to the new Facebook. Facebook is getting kind of weird, ain't it?
Yeah, it's quite bizarre. So listen, Nina, just send me a number. I can reach you on Facebook, and I'll give you a call. And we'll talk some more, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, darling. Bye now.
So, let's see if we have some more callers. We have Donna from Central Illinois. How you doing, Donna?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're having fun.
Sounds like it.
With a little Sambuca.
Yeah, that's why we really do this, because it's such a stitch to put the three of us together. Can't really say this is a room, but it's a space. or we're spacing or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, right. We're on the same wavelength there, Dr. D. Okay. So,
Donna, what can we do for you?
I was just seeing about getting like a little mini reading from you and seeing what I don't know, just seeing what you could tell me.
Well, Ms. Corby, what do you think?
Okay. Birthday, if you please.
5/10/57.
5/10, so that was 15. All right. What I am seeing this year for you, there's going to be some breakdown. Not that you're breaking down, but I want you to think of a sports stadium that gets imploded so that the big new one can get built. Normally, this is the kind of energy in a 9-year, but I'm getting it for you this year. But if you are willing to literally have that celestial garage sale for all the crap in your life, just get rid of it. There is something brand new for you. Following it is the big cup of love that is sloshing over on the sides. But the thing is, you have been very reluctant to let some stuff go. You keep making excuses. Oh, I need it, or I may need it in the future. I can't hurt this person or whatever. Can I tell you, it's horse hockey, as the late Sherman Potter used to say. It is time for you to get rid of the stuff in your life that is caca. Part of what I'm seeing is there are three very specific things, one physical, one mental, and one spiritual, not so much emotional. You're emotional, it's interesting. Your boat may rock, but you're pretty steady. But physical, there is crap around you that needs to go. Mental, you've got some old ideas. You're viewing yourself like you did about 15 years ago, and baby, you've changed and you've grown. Dump it. And spiritually, you got to let some griefs go, and you got to let some grudges go. It's like you're trying to wear a dress that you thought was in the washer, but it wasn't, and it may not show the stains, but it still stinks. So this year, you want the good stuff. You got to get rid of the stuff you've been tripping on for a while. And I know you can do it. You are not someone that sees, you know, the problems of life and goes, eek, and climbs on a chair. You know, you meet it toe to toe, you'll take a swing at it. So do it, girl. Am I making sense to you?
Yeah, because there is stuff I've hung on to, I know, for 30 years or more. So, you know, just things that with my parents that I haven't gotten over, and I know I need to.
Okay. Your parents alive or dead, babe?
Deceased.
Okay. I'm not going to do mediumship on the air. It's not my thing because they talk through me and I have no idea what would come out of this mouth. But what I am saying is if they're deceased, I want you to understand once they go up there, they sign the guest register, they unpack their bags, they have the orientation tour. They are bigger than who they were down here. A lot of our prejudices go away. A lot of our small thinking goes away. So even if you had problems with them down here, they are ready and willing upstairs to look at it, change it, let it go. So I want you to do, you ever hear of a write and burn exercise?
Yeah.
It's where you write a letter to them and you say everything and you make sure that you forgive them, because without that it goes nowhere, and you burn it. The smoke will take it upstairs. But they're gone. The only one down here in Earth School, baby, is Y-O-U. So you have a right and a privilege and a duty to throw away the caca that came from the parents, how you grew up. It isn't relevant anymore. And nobody is going to be standing over you with a newspaper waiting to whap you if you let it go. So I'm telling you, this is your year. Get it out the door. Implode that sports stadium. Get rid of the stuff that's stopping you, because there's so much luscious waiting for you if you have the guts to take it and not ask permission. Can I do this now? Just do it. You got me?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Go get him, girl.
I will try.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Donna.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
And?
It's always nice when you leave them laughing.
Exactly. And we've got someone else on the line. We've got Marcy from Batavia, New York. Hey, Marcy.
Hello there. Could not resist calling in with all three of you on this evening. Because you're just too much fun.
We do that.
How are things in the quaint little town of Batavia?
Oh, they're cold.
I'll bet.
Very cold. Getting ready for some normal winter weather, but hasn't been very normal yet, so, you know, we're ready for it.
Which is a good thing.
I'll wave at Batavia as I go by tonight after the show. So,
all right, sounds good. I'll wait up while you're going by. Well, I've been chatting with a lot of people and mentors and have basically, I know where I'm supposed to be moving forward to, and I know kind of what I'm supposed to be doing. I've had some healing work done. I'm planning on taking some Reiki courses. I'm hoping to become an apprentice to someone, but I still can't help feeling that there's something missing. So can you guys help me figure that out?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here looking at your energy, and it's always, I usually deal with people that are having severe problems. You know, they're out of their body. They've got all kinds of things going on, and you're in great shape. So my guess is the only thing between you and doing what you want is that you're not doing it.
So basically get out of my own way.
Just do it. Just figure out a direction that feels right and do it. You know, and you're very high vibration. The intuitive work is really right for you. You've got good boundaries, and you're well grounded. Both of which will let you do psychic work or shamanic work easily and without picking up lots of hitchhikers and problems. You know, there's a lot of people doing this work that are very spacey, and they get into trouble because they're not grounded. That's not your problem. What's your astrological sign?
Scorpio,
okay. I was thinking that you were an earth sign, like, you know, Taurus or something, because you're really well grounded. You know, go for it. You're ready.
Okay.
Anyone else have insights for it? They're not saying anything. I think this is a first.
They're quiet?
I think this is a first. I have never experienced this before on these shows. Are you guys okay?
No. I'm here. Well, Marcy's my regular.
Marcy's what? Yeah,
Marcy is my regular, so
okay.
I'm going to be a good girl and say that she... Yeah, Marcy, absolutely. Have I not been telling you everything that David just told you for...
Yeah, and you're the one who basically has been saying Marcy to get out of my own way.
Well,
using your own words.
My two cents quickly in here is besides getting out of your own way, you need to release the fear of being successful, because that stems back to, for me, when you were a kid. It always seemed like you energetically needed to have permission to do everything, including to succeed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Okay, well, you need to stop doing that. As Corby puts it, get rid of the caca. You know,
now that somebody's actually named the fear, because I haven't figured out what the fear is, that makes total sense, and now I can embrace being successful rather than fear it.
And you don't need anybody's permission either. And for anything that you do, the only permission you need is the one that you give yourself to be happy, healthy, whole, and passionate about helping other people. That's it.
All right.
Marcy, do you want to apprentice because you feel like you don't have the skills and you're not ready yet? Or is it because you want someone to hold your hand through the process?
Isn't that kind of the same thing?
Not necessarily. And it depends on the kind of apprenticeship, but
Basically, it's more of a learning how to polish some of the skills that I have, more hands-on skills, not the ethereal skills.
What kind of work do you do? What kind of healing work?
Well, I haven't started on healing work yet, other than giving amazing hugs, which everybody tells me all the time that they're amazing, and I realize that that's because I'm giving of myself and whatever the person needs. But I work with gemstones and wrapping jewelry and stuff like that, and trying to help people find the right vibrations with, you know, what they're drawn to as far as the jewelry is concerned.
Okay, so working with crystals is your healing modality, which is very, very powerful. So what are you looking for from an apprenticeship?
The person that I Corby has told me I need to apprentice with him, has an abundance of knowledge that I have not yet tapped into. So part of it is learning more that I just don't know yet.
Well, there's always...
The other thing I'll add, Dave, is the person that she is looking to apprentice to has a very good business sense. She's one of those rare people that can keep one foot in the wiki-woo and one foot in the 1099s. So that's something that I think is really important, because not right. everybody in wiki-woo-ville can do that.
That's absolutely true, and most people in woo-woo land can't do it.
In woo-woo land, I can't do it.
Then you need an assistant who knows how to do that. That's a different issue. You know, I'm just want you to take a look at using what you already know and the skills that you have, so that you can master them and be of service, and at the same time learning some new things and having somebody mentor you. So, you know, you're ready to do stuff. Go and do it. And having somebody to take you further is different from thinking that you need them to get you ready, because you're ready.
Okay. Yeah. No. It's not a hang out with her because I'm hiding behind her. It's more really wanting to work with her and to learn what she's got that I haven't quite learned yet.
Got it. Well, good. I want to hear stories from Corby that you've done it.
All right. Yeah, I'm sure.
Corby's a good teacher to help you with that too. So,
yep, yeah, she absolutely. Keeps kicking my butt.
I know she does.
Because you got a cute butt, honey. It's all right.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you all so much.
We'll see you soon.
Okay.
We're coming up on the break, and what a blast we're having here with the three mouthketeers. Here on Empower Radio for our trialogue of psychics. So we have Pat from Playa del Rey that's going to be with us right after the break. And right now we're going to break for some incredible messages, including some of my favorite public service announcements that keep us here sitting and laughing our butts off. So... we'll be back in a few minutes on Empower Radio with more of the Farkas Files and the three crazies together again.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. want to snuggle, dot, 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 JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya, boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you
Sassy.
Can prevent wildfires. This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg. Ha-ha, I win. Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well!
I'm wet!
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl! What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold!
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound, health, and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with the three Mouthketeers having a wonderful time. And I got to tell you, we are Sassy just cracks me up every time. And my comment, we're able to text each other in the background. And my comment was, what? Sassy is a libertarian? Oh, my goodness. Too funny. So
the fun we have when you guys don't know.
I'm an innocent bystander.
Yeah, you're innocent. Absolutely, Allie. I knew that about you.
Come on, check out my grid, baby.
So while we're having way too much fun, Pat.
Notice how he bypassed my grid, huh? Okay,
Pat from Playa del Rey, California, has been very patiently wading through the last reading and Sassy. So, Pat, you still there?
I'm still here.
Save us, Pat.
She's rethinking asking any questions now after hearing Sassy.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just great, and you?
Well, you can tell how we're doing.
Yes. Well, I have kind of an interesting question for me. It was in January, I was absolutely sure that I was going to move to Pennsylvania. And then a series of things occurred, and then I knew that I definitely wasn't going there. And then I just kind of got sent in the direction of Maryland. Now, I'm originally from Maryland, but I never had any intention of going back there. But I'm now moving to Maryland next month, and it feels like the right thing to do. And in the course of my packing, I'm getting rid of so much stuff. It's kind of like all of the mental stuff that I've been carrying and got rid of over the last couple of years. It's coming out in the physical things.
I told you. I know which path this is now. go ahead, Dave.
Well, you know, what you're describing is a very common phenomenon where your emotional stuff is represented in the physical.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in feng shui, they talk about cleaning up the space to make room for new things to come in. But it also works in reverse. The stuff that you have in your house, especially the stuff that's hidden in corners and closets that, you know, you just can't quite get rid of,
yeah,
is the stuff that represents the things in you that haven't been resolved. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's hysterically funny how representational they are. And one of the things I do is I kind of watch how I clean up my apartment and what leaves the place, and I go, oh, well, I got rid of that stuff, so now maybe this will happen, because I can see what was still held in the physical,
mm-hmm,
that now has left. So anytime you move, it's a wonderful opportunity to clean up symbolic stuff that you haven't, mm-hmm, been able to let go of, which makes room in your life for all kinds of new stuff. So it's the perfect time to be doing that.
Well, that's what I realized in that, in going through them. Things that I thought I had gotten rid of, I find that I have been carrying them around with me from place to place to place. And because now, even though I'm going back to the one place that I thought I would never go back to, I'm not carrying all that stuff back. So I guess my question is, what do you see for the next 3 or 4 months now, because I kind of feel empty?
Well, that's more of a question for the ladies who do that kind of a reading. But there's a difference between feeling empty and feeling that you have a lot of space.
Yes.
You're not used to not having all of this stuff you've been carrying around, so it feels empty in that sense. But, you know, think of how spacious things are and how much room there is for new things, new experiences, new people, you know, all of it. It's an adventure, and you've made room for the adventure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, in terms of timelines and things, that's more Corby and Allie's way of reading things.
Well, I'd be interested to hear what Allie has to say, because I did talk to her. She remembers me now, and some of this she did tell me, you know, about the move.
Mm-hmm.
But I was sure I was going to Pennsylvania to move to Philly.
Uh-huh. With your daughter, yeah, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, your daughter's still going, and I still feel the energy is correct around your daughter. But with you, remember, I told you it could have been iffy. It could have been Pennsylvania or Maryland with your son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but either way, you'd be good. You're just a stubborn old woman. You didn't want to go to Maryland. You wanted to go to Pennsylvania. So,
My daughter was going.
I know. But still, you'll still be close enough. And I still think, even if you're going to go to Maryland, I still don't say that that's a permanent forever energy. I think, honestly, between you, your daughter, and your son, you'll actually all end up either very close in proximity or closer at the end of the day, because energetically, that's just where you need to be at. And even though I know you wanted to go for your daughter, but I also do think that your son, his energy is pulling you in too, which is the other reason I feel that Maryland ended up being your space.
Well, actually, my daughter, I mean, we both came to the decision that Philadelphia wasn't the place for us. So she's looking at Maryland, D.C. She feels like she has a better opportunity of getting a job if she moves to D.C. So she's going in that direction as well.
Yeah, but that's great, though, because, and like I just said, you'll all end up being close together. So that just kind of, you know, for me, just kind of put it on the, you know, all on the plate. But, you know, even still, I had said that to you, that you all really needed to be near each other. And even for her, you know, I told her, too, how she could exponentially work. And, I think you'll thrive so much more. And I have to agree with David in terms of feeling empty or having extra space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like when you get rid of those things that no longer serve a purpose in your life, and that could be people, places, things, you know, there's always room for something new, something fresh, and something exciting. And so for you, just, you know, 25 years of holding all this stuff, you know, on all different levels, mm-hmm. And now letting it all go to kind of start over. So I think the emptiness is more the fear of really kind of, it's exciting and it's fearful at the same time of starting over. Mm-hmm. But I think you're starting over, but I really think it's kind of like, you know, I almost feel like, you know what's kind of hilarious? I got to give it to you this way. So you know what song Spirit's playing in my head? And I'm just going to give it to you because I, you know, it's great. But do you know Diana, do you remember Diana Ross's song, I'm Coming Out?
Yes,
so I
definitely.
I keep hearing that over in my head and I keep seeing you like burst out, you know, energetically. So I actually think this is all going down divinely guided the way that it's supposed to. I think it's going to be great. I really do. That, I mean, I stand by what I said. You know me. I don't back down, girl.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And I think it's going to be awesome for all of you. And I think your daughter is really going to thrive. I told her to make sure she got her I's dotted, her T's crossed, and, you know, because she's got a powerhouse of energy. She doesn't really realize, you know, how she's able to manifest. And this is where her manifesting energy needs to come in.
Yeah, but she's following your suggestions. She's definitely working on some things with her current job and with possible new jobs.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I did mention that area to her and she poo-pooed on me, so. So, you know, not for nothing, I'm just going to go and give myself a little brownie point in the air.
Oh, yeah. You were absolutely right. So, good things over the next couple of months then, huh?
I think so. And I actually think, again, you know, kind of, you know, it's like I was listening to music before the show tonight, which I always do before all my shows and actually before my readings. That's my way of tuning in. And I'm just going to tell you, throw on Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out and just let yourself go. You know, have a great time. Get rid of what no longer serves you. And then, you know what? You know, and if it's items, sell the items. You know, do like a garage sale or whatever. Make some money and then take that money, go back to Maryland, start fresh and anew, and then you'll have money to go to like Pier 1 and buy some new stuff.
Well, that's actually what I'm doing, and that's what I was saying. I felt this need to get rid of things, and I was just surprised. And even going through boxes, I found pictures and letters and notes and just all kind of stuff that I had forgotten I had, and I've tossed it. I've thrown out bags and bags of trash, and I've got this stack of things to sell.
Sell and donate. Sell and donate. It's all good, girl.
Great. Mm. Okay. Well, that sounds great.
Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Night, Pat.
All right. Bye.
We have another caller waiting for us, Iris from Miami. You with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Thanks for your patience. What can we do for you this evening? What's the weather like down there?
Well, it's just the normal Miami hot.
Because we're waiting for an ice and snowstorm.
Oh wow! Well, you know what? I at least you can be cool. You can bundle up. But when you're hot, you're just hot. There's nothing to help out. You know, you walk out of the door, it's hot. Walk in a building, it's cool. It's really bad on your system also.
Right.
It's my first time calling, so I don't really know, you know, if I'm going to have that much of a conversation because everybody else has seen a long conversation.
Well, you know, it depends because earlier in the show, on Corby's show, we had some very quick readings. People had specific questions. And
yeah.
So what's on your mind?
Well, My mom passed last year, and after that, I felt like I wanted to do something different with my life. I decided that I had always been making like natural skincare stuff for, you know, friends and family at home, And I've decided I just want to do it as a business. I just want to, what do you feel with that? And think I'll be successful at it.
What was that last question? I didn't catch that.
I asked if you felt that I would be successful with that.
And what kind of business are you thinking going into?
Well, it's natural and organic skincare. It's my own stuff, things I'll be making at home. And that's what I wanted to do. Also, how do you feel about my health right now?
Well, I'm actually just taking a look at that, and that's easier when I can focus. So, Allie,
okay.
what why don't you take on the first question? Let me take a look at the other stuff.
Okay.
Now, this was a business question. Forgive me. I'm getting a little bit sound like a fuzz guitar. Allie, were you able to hear what's the business she's going into?
No, I didn't hear it either. It was a little muffled.
Okay, it's natural organic skincare.
Natural organic skincare.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, well, can I tell you that you are absolutely in the right area to do it? Like you said, out in the hot, in the cold, it's not really the greatest for the system. So, baby, they need you down there desperately. And one of the things that I'm seeing, though, is there is a fair amount of competition, so you're going to have to do it, but do it different. Okay?
Okay.
The way I'm seeing you market it, there's an old saying, some days chickens and some days feathers. I learned this from one of my buddies in Arizona. The idea being that sometimes the organic skin creams that you use really work for you, and then you buy another brand and they're terrible. Whatever it is, you got to make sure that they get to test and try. Maybe you want to bring something else with you that is not your line and say, you know, this is X, you can try it, just make sure they're not as good as you. But the whole thing, hey, I in the 80s sold Mary Kay Cosmetics, honey. I was one of the mink coat and diamond ring crowd, so I know from what I am talking. You know, I wasn't a red jacket because I couldn't convince somebody else to do the selling, but I could sell anything to anybody. So that's where it has to go. Now, one of the things I'm also hearing, though, is please be careful, because when you start making money at an entrepreneurial business, it's like you want to buy this extra and you want to get all these ads and you forget that you also have to live on this money. So it's a 3-to-1. Okay. Spend only 3/4 of what you plan. If you say, I'm going to spend $100 on this, try only to spend $75. You have to build yourself up a cushion. But what I'm seeing is you're going to be selling to people who've got the money to buy it, and you're going to come out at the top of the heap. I would say it's going to take you a good 2.5 to 3 years to really hit your stride. So if you're not a success in the first 6 months, take a chill pill. This is stick-to-itiveness. It really is. What I tell people that I did to start my business 10 years ago when I was an executive recruiter for engineering and manufacturing, if that's a left-brain business, I'll tell you. I worked weekends doing every psychic fair I could find, watched the money, made sure that I had the gear I needed, but saved it so that when I basically the next year went and peed on the boss's desk and left, and did psychic work full time. Well, it's a figure of speech, but this was a woman who used to throw files at me if she didn't like what I was saying. So, you know, it's one of those. So I was ready to absolutely walk out there. And 10 years later, especially with the economy, there are a lot of intuitives coming in who say, well, I can do this. I'll make some money at it. But to be perfectly honest, it is only the A-listers, Allie, me, David, some of my other friends, who are making money in this economy because we have been proven staying power. We have a rep. That is where you're going to go with the skincare. That's why it'll take you 3 years, but you will be the one that everyone knows is there. You're not fly by night.
Yeah,
you'll absolutely stick with it, and they'll know where to find you. Okay, so does this make sense to you?
Yes,
Yeah, it makes sense to me, you know. I hadn't thought about getting the competition items. I was just going to be mixing up my own and handing out samples after I tested them myself. But I'll do the getting the competition safety. Check them. Check me. But I'll make sure I'm better than they are, like you said.
Good. All right. Dr. Dave.
Thank you.
So you're asking about your health, and overall, what I'm seeing is that you're in very good shape. You've got something going on in your abdomen. Do you have symptoms there, or something going on there?
Yeah, just on my left side and my left leg, it's a little sore, but I don't know where that pressure is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see it energetically, so that's something that you ought to deal with, and it may be that getting a healing for that or a clearing for that may be helpful, especially since you don't know what's going on. But anytime you've got something like that, and you don't know what it is, the good thing to do is get it checked out. Go have the appropriate medical test done and make sure that they can't find anything. And that if it's, there are additional things you can do, or if there's not a medical problem, it's something that can be completely dealt with a healing. So, I urge you to take care of whatever is causing you pain with that, because obviously if you were asking the question, you were concerned about something.
Yeah. I have a history of cancer. I'm a cancer survivor, and I just wanted to make sure
gotcha.
There any negativity there. So, but I will go and get that checked out.
Right. And, and I do remote healings on people. You can go to the website and househealing.com and get information. And if you want to check in with me, then we can talk.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. And
all
thank
righty.
You all. It was my first call. You guys were gentle. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Have a great night.
Take care.
Good night.
Okay, and we have one more caller. It's been a busy night, which is great fun. Mary Ann from Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for calling.
Hi.
Hi. What can we do for you?
Are you guys doing readings tonight?
We're doing readings tonight.
Yes?
And being silly and no okay. telling what we'll say.
Sounds good. I just kind of wanted to know if anything's going to become of my non-existent love life.
Ladies,
okay.
you're usually the ones that answer those questions.
I call that the where the hell is he question. Marianne, how old are you? Just tell me. Above or below 40, babe?
A little bit above.
Okay. Then I'm only going to concentrate on guys who are 40 and over for you, because under that, baby, they haven't grown any brains yet, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Now, to be honest, I'm not seeing anybody until next year in the spring, but it's a situation that I call the walk-into-wall stupid in love. You date the guy, and he kisses you in the parking lot of the Turtle Rock Cafe on your second date, and your knees go. I'm going to give one of my favorite mantras, friends before lovers, please. Are you good at friends before lovers, or just lovers before friends?
No, I would say friends. Friends before.
Good girl. Ding, 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 smart woman, because now you know you can trust him. But this is going to try your libido's patience, because you are going to want to be all over this boy, but you don't know him yet. Please give it some extra time. If this one gets blown out of the water, then I see somebody in the following year, probably in January, that you meet through a work situation, through you both taking German at the Goethe Institute locally, whatever it is. You have mutual interests, so you take off from there. It's not meet cute in the frozen peas. There's another possibility. You actually have two more possibilities in 2014. Again, in August, it's a friend, been platonic for a while, looks to be all of a sudden, wow, you're really cute when I'm not looking at you with my glasses on. And then following him in October. There's some, he's a professional. He's very, very smart. But if he doesn't like your brain, you could be standing there naked and he wouldn't care. Of all of these guys, yes, Mr. Walk into Wall Stupid in Love looks luscious. But my feeling is the one that you meet through a work situation is going to be much more interesting to you. You're going to start out with some laughs. You're going to start out looking at the same people and going, oh, my God, what planet did they get off? And that will gently take off from there. So you are not going to be a crazy cat lady feeding pigeons. Relax. They're coming up.
Okay.
Well, Marianne, did you have any other questions? I want to thank you for your patience because you were waiting for a while.
Sure. That's all right. Thank you.
Okay.
You have a good evening.
Have a good night. Thanks so much. Well, what a wonderful evening, huh?
Thank you. Yes, I had a great time.
As always.
Thank you to you and thank you to Ms. Corby for having me in our little...
Always.
A little triage.
Yes, triage is right. It's always so much fun. And, you know, the three of us read so very differently that it's really well-rounded. And anytime you guys want to come play back in the sandbox, baby, I am so there.
Well, yeah, let's figure out a cycle for this, you know, and just do it once
a
month.
Oh, my God, that is so bizarre. I was just thinking in my head, what, like a menstrual cycle? And then David uses the word cycle.
I heard psycho, so there you are. If you guys really want to listen to us.
Oh, my God.
Dear.
We need
therapy. Let's make sure that the people who have been listening in know where to find us. Corby, give your contact information.
You can find me at firethroughspirit.com. And if any of you live in the Buffalo area, this weekend I'm actually going to be reading at the Hearthstone at the Evolving Essence Psychic Fair. So come and see me.
What a deal. And Allie, what's your website?
It's AllieCheslick.com.
Clever.
And I tried to make it simple. And and I'm not going to be anywhere this weekend but home. So where I'm at always. However, I do have my radio show Mondays at 6 to 8 and on Wednesdays from 10 to midnight. Of course, both of you have guessed it on there. It's Wings of Love Radio on Achieve Radio. And you guys can find me on Facebook because I'm addicted. And and I'm now addicted to smacking the whammy on Facebook. It's a little application.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I got addicted yesterday. So that's me.
Okay, and I'm David Franklin Farkas. You can find me on househealing.com. And if you go to the contact page, there's even a link to make an appointment to have a 20-minute free reading and assessment. So we can see what's going on and how my work could help you.
Oh, so I got to go is, there.
There
I
you go.
I got to get me some. I need me some grid reading, honey.
Allie, you can make anything sound. Yeah. Anyway, so this has been our trialogue, the three Mouthketeers. What other things would we call this? No, let's not even start.
Don't give them nightmares, David.
So it's been absolutely delightful doing this for 2 hours with you guys. It's zipped by. It's been great fun. And let's do it again. So,
promises. Yeah, seriously. So,
and next week we will have a more normal version of the Farkas Files.
Normal Farkas Files, oxymoron.
No, yeah, right.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. Really, are any of us really normal when you think about it?
Probably not, and that's a good thing.
Abby normal.
So until next week here on Empower Radio, this is David Franklin Farkas and friends, and thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you next Thursday.